In a vote yesterday, Republicans on the State Building Commission rejected all 82 projects in Governor Evers' proposed $2.5 billion capital budget. State Republicans have argued that the governor's budget is unrealistic. Democrats say the vote yesterday was purely political. Our next guest is here to tell us about the vote and what happens next. Plus, we'll take a look at a judge's decision to block laws passed in last December's lame duck session. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, talk us through what happened in this vote yesterday.
So this vote happened late yesterday afternoon, and essentially it was Republicans on the State Building Commission rejecting the entirety of Governor Tony Evers' capital budget. So for folks that don't know, the capital budget is basically the slate of building projects that the state is going to engage in over the next 2 years. This had quite a few building projects for the University of Wisconsin system, for example. It had a new state office building in Milwaukee, things like that. So Republicans have expressed concern ever since the governor rolled out this capital budget about 2 weeks ago, saying that it's just too expensive. You mentioned it's $2.5 billion. It has $2 billion of borrowing as part of the budget. And so it wasn't entirely unexpected that they voiced some concerns during this building commission meeting last night, but I don't think anyone was expecting necessarily them to vote down every single project individually.
That doesn't mean that every single project is dead in the water, never going to happen, right?
That's right. So basically, this is a symbolic vote. All of these projects now move to the state legislature, the legislature's budget committee, where they will be able to be evaluated kind of on a case-by-case basis. Republicans used that argument as part of their sort of debate and discussion last night. They said, we are open to a number of these projects. We think a number of these things are good for our state and very important, but we just fundamentally disagree with the scope of this capital budget. We think it would be irresponsible to enumerate all of these projects. So we really want to send kind of a strong pumping the brakes message and say, hey, we're going to pare this down a little bit before we approve it.
And people have been watching for signs as to whether there could be bipartisan cooperation between Republican leadership in the legislature and the Democratic governor. This looks like a sign that maybe no, not a lot of that.
Well, this is a really big fundamental difference that's on display. Again, we've had several of those since the governor took office just a couple months ago, but this is certainly a major departure in philosophy. You know, this is a very different kind of capital budget than the capital budgets advanced by former Governor Scott Walker. His last capital budget was about $1 billion. This one, as we mentioned, is 2.5, so much larger. Part of the discussion has been, you know, Governor Walker and his capital budgets delayed some things, didn't fund some things that I think Democrats were frustrated with and by. And so this budget is more expansive, obviously, and addresses more of those things. But Republicans just say, as they did about Governor Evers' budget proposal, frankly, that it's just too much and too expensive and goes too far.
So what's the timeline for what happens next then with this capital budget, this building budget?
So this is all going to go to the Joint Finance Committee, and I believe it's on the same kind of timeline as the state budget. So we're looking at a matter of months here to meet deadlines and, get these projects moving forward.
Talking to Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, that capital budget was the big story in Wisconsin government and politics until today. And a judge ruled against the lame duck session of the legislature last month. There's a few different lawsuits here. This is the lawsuit, as I understand it, that basically says that session never happened. It wasn't in accordance with law, and everything that they did is void. It's gone, and a judge agreed with the plaintiffs here, right?
That's right. So this is definitely the big news of today. This is a Dane County judge that ruled that essentially the entire extraordinary session from last December was null and void, and he returned all of the powers that had been stripped from Governor Evers back to him. The biggest of those, one that we talked an awful lot about, was something that the governor talked about on his campaign, which was withdrawing Wisconsin from a federal, multi-state federal lawsuit challenging the Affordable Care Act. So as of the judge's decision this morning, late this morning, the governor has the power to do that. He acted on it very quickly. He's already instructed the state attorney general to remove Wisconsin from that lawsuit, and the attorney general says he's working on it. So we certainly have some things to keep an eye on. Aside from that, the governor had a number of other things taken away from him during the lame duck legislative session, of course. But the lame duck session also approved a number of appointments that Governor Scott Walker made before he left office, more than 80 appointments, actually. So as of today and as of this judge's ruling, all of those individuals have been stripped of their jobs, and those positions are vacant.
We'll dig into that a little more in a bit, Laurel, but I assume this is not necessarily the last word Republicans, I'm guessing, are going to appeal this thing?
Absolutely. They've already said they're planning to appeal this, so we'll be looking for that in terms of, you know, next steps and how quickly that appeal is going to happen.
And what have Republicans been saying as far as their political response to this ruling from a judge, as you mentioned, in Dane County?
So this is something that Republican lawmakers talk quite a bit about liberal activist judges in Dane County. They don't really think that their actions are fairly evaluated here. So, you know, when they appeal this ruling, I think their messaging is that they're optimistic that their actions will be held up on appeal. Now, conversely, the governor just spoke with reporters a couple hours ago and says he's confident that the appeal will hold up the Dane County judge's ruling. So we've got strong optimism on either side about the way this is going to go on appeal.
An important question, I guess, in the appeals process, was this a court in the state court system or in the federal court system?
This is within the state court system.
So the final word, if this keeps going up the pipeline, would be with the state's Supreme Court.
That's right, which currently has a conservative majority.
And potentially the April 2nd election might bring somebody into office at the court who would be voting on this thing in a month or two.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about this kind of limbo situation we're in now. As you mentioned, 82 appointments have been de-appointed, in effect, by this court decision. Is there an indication from Governor Evers that he's going to start making appointments to things like, I think, the UW Board of Regents, various commissions and more?
Mm-hmm. Another big one is an appointee to the Public Service Commission that the governor appointed right before he left office. You know, we asked Governor Evers, what are you going to do next? How quickly are you going to move on these things? And he said that he's really comfortable and his office is pretty comfortable with this being upheld on appeal. So he said, we don't feel like we have a tight window of time to work here. We want to kind of approach these things responsibly, take our time, evaluate what we have the power to do and what we want to do with it. He said those appointments are certainly part of that calculus and something that they're going to be looking at. But the message from the governor this afternoon definitely wasn't, we're going to be making appointments quickly or we're going to be taking any other actions quickly. The only thing he's done today has to do with that Affordable Care Act lawsuit.
And the challenge was over the constitutionality of this extraordinary session of the legislature. It's not in the state constitution or law, but it is in the rules of the legislature, as I understand this. There have been these extraordinary sessions before, these self-convened sessions. Does this mean potentially that we're going to start looking at these older extraordinary sessions? I know the judge didn't rule on those in particular.
Right. So in his decision, Judge Richard Neese said that other extraordinary sessions weren't under the purview of his ruling. So he said, I'm just looking at December 2018 because the argument during the case had been if you throw out the December 2018 extraordinary session, you're going to be throwing out all these other extraordinary sessions. And the judge said, no, I don't believe that that's a pertinent argument. I don't agree with that. So as of right now, no other extraordinary sessions are affected by this ruling. There have been about 24 extraordinary sessions, I believe, in Wisconsin history since about 1980. These are times that the legislature calls itself into session when it's not previously scheduled.
And briefly, Laurel, what are you watching for next now on this whole saga?
Well, we're certainly going to keep an eye on when, the appeal is filed, when arguments for that are going to be taking place. And then we do, of course, have a handful of other lame duck lawsuits, one of which has arguments on Monday. So we're just keeping an eye on all of this moving lame duck legal action.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Rob.
That's Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us to talk about state Republicans rejecting Governor Evers' capital budget plan and a judge's decision to block laws passed during December's lame duck session. As you heard, an appeal there is likely.